You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. Once more, it's my great pleasure to play some of your requests. And one request I have is from my anonymous listener of Acton, who continues to shower me with praise. Thank you very much, sir. We aim to please. And says, could I start with a loud record so as to wake him up if he's dozing off while waiting for the show to start? Well, fine. If the signature tune has failed, how about this very appropriate starter for Mr. Gordon Wood of New Malden? Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra featuring Louis Armstrong in Stomp Off, Let's Go. That woke you up, listener of Acton, and that you enjoyed it, Mr. Gordon Wood. It's a great record, isn't it? Stomp Off, Let's Go by Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra with Louis Armstrong, trumpet, and Teddy Weatherford, piano. Well, something quite different now, quieter and wistful, yet sultry, as only Marlene Dietrich can make it, for Mr. Sean Hooper and his mother, Mrs. Kay Hooper, one from Hammersmith, the other Southall. I played Larry Anderson's record of Lily Marlene a few weeks ago for Mr. Hooper, but he was unfortunate enough to have been taken ill just then and missed the show. So here's the version he prefers anyway. Marlene Dietrich singing Lily Marlene.
Meine Kaserne vor dem großen Tor steht ne Laterne und steht sie noch davor. Da wollen wir uns wiedersehen. Bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen. Wie ein Lily Marlene, wie ein Lily Marlene. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie einer aus, dass wir lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, die ein Lilium allein, die ein Lilium allein. Deine Schritte kennt sie, deinen schönen Gang, alle Abend brennt sie, doch mich vergaß sie lang. Und sollte mir ein Leid geschehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lili Marleen, mit dir, Lili Marleen. Aus dem tiefen Raume, aus der Erdegrund, hebt sich wie im Traume dein verliebter Mund. Wenn sich die späten Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lili Marleen, mit dir, Lili Marleen.
Lili Marleen, for Mr. Sean Hooper and his mother. More requests in just a moment.
ABBA are coming down for Christmas. Stop dreaming and sprint to W.H. Smith. Voulez-vous or ABBA's greatest hits can be yours for just £4.99. Thrill to the hottest hits of hot chocolate, the greatest hits of Diana Ross, and crowds of others.
Because they're down.
Yes, down for Christmas at W.H. Smith. All single albums are £4.99 or a lot, lot, lot. Where you see the record department sign at W.H. Smith.
Meanwhile, back at the palace, King Rudolf of Ruritania dances with the lovely princess. While at Castle Zenda, the other King Rudolf enjoys a more tortuous relationship. But is the real King Rudolf of Ruritania or Sid Fruin of Bethnal Green? And why is the princess after his spuds? Confusion reigns with Peter Sellers and Peter Sellers in The Prisoner of Zenda. At the Plaza, Studio Oxford Circus, and ABC's Fulham Road and Edgware Road now. Certificate A.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it, please. That's better. This is a really hectic time of year when all the parties, discos, and dances seem to come at once. But save some time for yourself and your friends. Sit down, put your feet up, and pour yourselves each a cool, sparkling Baby Sham. Baby Sham's the drink with a style of its own. It's perfect. Sip slowly when you're all relaxing. Then when things get moving, Baby Sham is the sparkling drink to have around.
Baby Sham! Here I get on Mardi Gras. And I've been asked by two listeners if I'll play two records, one each, by bands of the Piccadilly Hotel of the 1920s. First, Mr. Alf Pritchard of Eltham, who would like the Piccadilly Revels Band record of Ain't She Sweet.
Perfection.
Don't take that kind of neat. And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
She's Sweet by Ray Storita and the Piccadilly Rebels Band for Mr. Alf Pritchard. Now for Mr. and Mrs. Fry of Haringey, the Piccadilly Players record made a year after that one in 1928. How long has this been going on? Piccadilly Players, directed by Al Storita. How long has this been going on for Mr. and Mrs. Fry? Still in 1928, here's one that I found at last in response to a request made over 2 years ago by Mr. Tony Skirm of Hampstead. I bid in an auction for it, as I'd never had a copy myself, and missed it. Then I tried again, and this time it hit. Will Perry's orchestra, actually Ernie Goldman's orchestra from the Hotel McAlpin, New York, keeps sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. Cheer-up song of 1928 for Mr. Tony Skirm. Hope it was worth waiting for, and bless you for your patience. Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon by Ernie Goldman and his orchestra, known as Will Perry's Orchestra for some reason. Well, some classic jazz for you in just a moment.
A helicopter drifts by, like in a dream.
And then the whole jungle just erupts in a ball of fire.
Film log, March 20th, 1976. Director Francis Coppola goes into the jungle to film. 238 days later, he emerges with material that will become Apocalypse Now.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River and terminate the colonel's command.
You realize it's to assassinate one of their own men.
Film log. The U.S. Defense Department refused to make available any military equipment for filming. This is Apocalypse Now.
These helicopters come over the jungle like giant flying ants.
We're coming low out of the rising sun, and about a mile out we'll put on the music. My boys love it!
It gives you the physical sensation of actually being in the middle of a war. You're terrified, and elated, and horrified all at the same time. And then they drop the napalm.
Smell the napalm in the morning.
This is Apocalypse Now.
The journey into horror.
Real heart of dance.
Francis Ford Coppola presents Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall, Martin Sheen. Apocalypse Now at five selected West End cinemas from Wednesday, Certificate X. Experience Apocalypse Now, and you will never need to go to war.
The horror.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. And now some more basic jazz, vintage 1929, for a listener in Dunstable who asked for Junie Cobb and his Grains of Corn playing Endurance Stomp. This listener signs his name with an anagram, but it's my name he anagrammatizes, whoops, and makes it into Sir Turban. So please, your very fine record, Junie Cobb playing Endurance Stomp. By Junie Cobb's Grains of Corn, encouraged by Buddy Burton, for a Dunstable listener with a taste for anagrams. I wonder you didn't ask for Rustin Camped On. Work it out. Anyway, for Mrs. Flossie Clark of Walthamstow, here's Muggsy Spanier's lovely record of Someday Sweetheart. A bit late for Muggsy's birthday on November the 9th, but if you remember, I did put in one for him in the November Almanac, so I hope I'm forgiven. Thank you. Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band in 1939, Someday Sweetheart from Mrs. Flossie Clark. Well, in a moment, we'll have another change of style.
Come in, Mr. Williams. Lie on the couch and tell me about your problems.
I'm very shy, Doctor. I get embarrassed going to restaurants, particularly burger bars. The loud music gets on my nerves. I can't hear myself think. Always end up sharing tables. I don't like having to queue up. And the restaurants are so big, I feel very small and out of place. But I really like burgers, and so does Doreen, my young lady.
Have you tried the Bird's Eye Burger Kit?
No, I haven't.
Well, take Doreen home and give her one of those.
One what?
Well, the Bird's Eye Burger Kit. That's juicy quarter pound of burgers. They're packed with beef. And you can also get sesame seed buns from Bird's Eye to go with them. That should solve your problem. You can have a burger in peace at home instead.
But I don't like it at home either, Doctor. It's too quiet. The silence drives me up the wall, and the rooms are so small, I feel as though I'm trapped.
Now you can have a great burger at home with the Bird's Eye Burger Kit. Quarter pounder burgers and sesame seed burger buns.
Hey, Jude.
It's not the Beatles. It's Beatlemania. Live on stage at the Astoria Theatre. Listen to what the public is saying.
It was a credit to what they were.
It was fantastic.
Great.
Amazing. Just like the 60s. All over again.
Great. Loved it. This sound is very good.
Beatlemania at the Astoria Theatre. Book now by phoning 01734-4291. That's 01734-4291. Use your Barclay card or any other major credit card. Beatlemania.
Here we are again on Mardi Gras. And here's one for Mr. and Mrs. Cotton of Ickenham, who liked Maurice Elwyn's record of Daydreams That Never Come True so much, they've asked me to play it again, so I will. Isn't that nice of me?
I have tried to put you out of my mind. It is not an easy thing I find. While sleeping or waking, my dreams are all of you. But one wish I'm making, someday those dreams come true. They dream that never come true. They're all about you, and only you. From early morning until the sun in the sky gives warning to bid the daylight goodbye. And in the twilight, when shadows appear, I feel you are near, your voice I hear. And every night in all my slumbers it seems, although I try to keep you out of my dreams, sometimes I feel they are real, but when they are through, they're only daydreams that never come true.
Never come true. Maurice Elwin, under the name of John Curtis, Daydreams That Never Come True, for Mr. and Mrs. Cotton. Well, the next two are for Bix fanciers. Firstly, Mr. Arthur Dyer of Upminster, who'd like to hear again the record I played 2 months ago featuring Bix and Frank Trumbauer in the Chase Chorus. Tram playing C melody sax, of course. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bing Crosby singing You Took Advantage of Me.
Just a baby and I'm where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Took Advantage of Me by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bix on cornet, Frank Trumbauer on C melody sax, Bing singing. Then I have a letter from Miss Marty Northmore of Tufnell Park, back in London after 8 years in the Canary Islands, who's heard very little of the right sort of music out there in that time, and asked me if I'll be very kind and play Bix's I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. Of course I will, with pleasure.
Mix Beiderbecke and his orchestra at almost his last ever record date. I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure with Weston Vaughan singing for Miss Marty Northmore. More of your requests coming up.
Hello, look, those awfully nice Sony people aren't awfully nice at all anymore, I'm afraid. They're getting someone else in to do these radio ads for them. Apparently I'm too hard sell for them or some such rubbish. Extraordinary fellow they've hired too. Very show business, if you know.
Stum, don't say anything, it's you. Stum.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be. I want to tell you about the great offer from Sony that'll make Father Christmas look positively stingy. Now, it's like this. As you know, Sony have got a great range of products that make marvellous gifts to your friends, your family, or even yourself. Well, me and Sony have got together so that if you buy a Sony product before the 31st of December, you can ask Sony to fix it for you. So whether you buy headphones, radios, music centres, colour tellies, you can give someone a chance to make their wildest dreams come true with a fix-it.
Oh, that wasn't very good, was it? Tell you, these Sony ads are going to pot. Rotten. Rotten!
Enter the Sony Can Fix It competition at your local Sony dealer.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. We had a Bing Crosby vocal just now. Now I have a request from Mr. A.C. Tucker of Abbey Wood, who lost the record of Bing's brother Bob's orchestra playing Big Crash from China, and that was during the war, and he's not heard it since. Well, sir, roll back the years and pin back your ears. This is it, the big one, the Big Crash from China. Crosby and his Bobcats, the Big Crash from China. Ray Baduke on drums, of course, for Mr. A.C. Tucker. Last request night, I played another number with a Chinese setting for Lieutenant Colonel Gilbert Price of Kensington, but I hadn't a vocal version. You'll never believe this, but I've found one now. It arrived the very day Lieutenant Colonel Price wrote to me to thank me for playing the non-vocal one. So, ever anxious to do the right thing, here is Murray's Melody Maker's record with vocal in A Street of Chinese Lanterns. Melody Makers in A Street of Chinese Lanterns for Lieutenant Colonel Gilbert Price. More earthy jazz you've asked for on its way.
Hello. What's that you're drinking?
Cointreau.
Cointreau.
Oh, no. Cointreau.
Cointreau.
Oui. With the lips a little more pout, as if you were blowing a kiss. Cointreau.
Trop. Cointreau.
Voilà, très bien.
May I?
My pleasure.
Cointreau.
By the way, I have not your name.
Catherine.
Catherine?
No. Cath. Catherine.
Cath. Catherine.
Hi, Liberace here. Are you dreaming of a white Christmas? I'm dreaming of a gold one. I've even got gold hanging from my Christmas tree, and it's not tinsel. They're gold presents. You see, I came to Britain to buy my friends some beautiful gifts from Ratner's the Jewelers. They have the loveliest things. You know, I love Christmas. It's the time for giving. I got a beautiful gold bracelet at Ratner's for only £7.20. My sister Angie will love it. Oh, by the way, remember that bank I used to cry all the way to? I bought it. It's nice. So I got a beautiful St. Christopher for my friend Mr. Ratner to keep me safe all the way to the bank.
Here we are again on Mardi Gras. Now, I haven't heard from Mr. Roy Temple of North Harrow for a while, but I've just received a very interesting letter from him. in the course of which he asked if I'll play Bud Freeman and his Windy City Fives 1935 record of The Buzzard, one of Bud's own numbers. Yes, sir. Freeman playing clarinet and tenor sax with his Windy City Five, The Buzzard, for Mr. Roy Temple. Well, time for just one more, and it's requested on a card showing the Kid Thomas Band in Preservation Hall, New Orleans. It was posted there by Mr. Michael McAllister of Billericay, who was on holiday there in October. He asked if I'll play King Oliver's beautiful record of New Orleans Shout, made with the King's Big Band in 1930, and what a great record to end the show. Thank you. Orleans Shout by King Oliver and his orchestra for Mr. Michael McAllister. And so ends our last request show of 1979. Don't forget the late show is just about to start, and be sure and listen next Sunday to our special Christmas edition, The Real Christmas Cracker. Till then, this is Brian Rust wishing you all good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.